Decolonial cuisine is a culinary movement with a goal of getting people with indigenous roots to honor their heritage by choosing ancestral foods. In Hawaii, that means...
Of course, we have kalo, uala, kabocha squash. We have a ho'io limu cucumber salad.
That's Ka'iulani Odom explaining the spread for tonight's Decolonizing Our Diets dinner at Ho'oulu'aina in Kalihi. Odom runs the ongoing dinner series as part of Kōkua Kalihi Valley's Roots program.
Our mission is really to bring health to people through food, but most people think of it as diabetes and blood pressure, but we're talking about connections to our family, connections to our aina, connections to our culture, connections to, you know, our stories.
Food is just the hook for discussion, and tonight the topic is Thanksgiving, or as Laiana Kanoa Wong put it,
decolonizing Thanksgiving and looking at different mo'olelo and stories behind it that differ slightly from the commercialized version.
Kanoa Wong shared the history of national holidays celebrated during the Hawaiian Kingdom. Holidays like La Ku'oko'a or Hawaiian Independence Day, which falls on November 28th and is often overshadowed by the American Thanksgiving. This was the day in 1843 when England and France formally recognized the Hawaiian nation's sovereignty.
This was a huge holiday for our people that was celebrated for 50 years, from 1843 to 1893. And in 1893, following the overthrow of our queen, the overthrow of the kingdom, and the occupation of our nation, one of the first acts was to start to denationalize our people.
Discussions went even further back into Hawaiian history to a time when this chilly fall weather meant makahiki season, a four-month celebration in honor of the god Lono, when food, games, and festivities were enjoyed to commemorate a successful harvest. Liana Honda of Hamakua tries to incorporate this idea of makahiki into her Thanksgiving dinners with her family.
Growing up in a very colonized way myself, with a father who was in the military, my more recent ones have been more towards that celebration of Lono Ika Makahiki, and that it isn't just a one day that we celebrate the gratitude that we have for our abundance, but it's a entire season.
Discussions continued as participant after participant recalled some history of struggling with their colonial past, the loss of language, displacement, cultural assimilation, and their shared solidarity in a more indigenous future.
You know, when we talk about decolonizing diets, we're also talking about decolonizing our minds, a return back to our roots, right? And coming to understand that we come from such rich traditions that were colonized.
Food is a big way to bring people together. And every culture, every person in the world, everybody loves to eat. We gather them around food. And that's never going to be a bad idea.
For HPR News, I am Kuvehi Hiraishi.